Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
And give him a hug, and we go.
You guys walk outside.
I put him on my back.
Quite, you're covered in crap. Make sure it's not you. You're smelling.
I now have a rogue mounted on my back.
Your back can sneak attack.
Or can be sneak attacked.
You guys head on out, and you guys get to the aviary. And when you look over, he goes.
Nobody could smell him. He wants you to teleport down there.
Only once.
I know.
I start rolling around in the grass.
Give me your cloak. Give me your cloak and I can invisible down there.
You could write something.
He does have plenty of paper. What does it say?
You wasted it on being lazy?
Yes, oh. I understood what you were saying.
Litterer.
Well, go down, guys. Roll around in the ash. Come back out of Jackal's house.
Where? Ash?
He only burned a whole chunk of the forest earlier today.
Yes, I'm rolling in it already. I did mention it.
Tainted grass.
Okay.
All right, let's go get
dead the grass.
Hopefully.
That will just smell like sulfur.
Give me a smell check.
It's a freaking ash and poop, sulfur.
It's a freaking red dragon. Sulfur is its life.
We can actually go find some of the ooze and curves and that, because that was pretty sulfur.
That was tasty.
No more.
Ooh. Oh, yay.
Wait, what are we doing?
Sneaking.
Slow your stealth.
You make me so happy when you roll a 2.
13.
Reroll that.
Roll Benny. Where's a freaking Benny?
Alec would have used a Benny on that for sure.
Okay, 28.
39.
34.
Still got the worst.
29.
He and I are like also special at it.
I actually didn't spot you.
Oh yes.
On the way in.
From there, you guys can actually see now that you're in the aviary next to the dragon. Who you guys can hear kind of doing this?
Russell. Russell.
He's taking a dragon nap. Looking around here, you guys can actually see that there are a few areas. There's actually a couple, like, areas cordoning off of this one. Not because of walls, but because you can actually see that there's this kind of almost transparent, like, portal heading into a different area. There are three in the area, one of which shows a burnt-out husk of a grove and a very depressed centaur lying in the female centaur. You can see she's kind of, like, weeping over the lost trees. Then over there you can see an elf who is now probably beet red, being slowly turned with you know, something that looks a bit like the guy behind you. There's a few bugbears.
Oh.
Or a dragon.
Is there a dragon over there roasting you?
No, behind her.
You said that it looks like a guy behind you.
Looks like the guy behind you behind her.
Who's the guy behind us?
He's a dragon.
A red dragon.
There's a dragon over there roasting.
They're half dragons.
It's the half dragon T-Rex.
Okay, I'm sorry. The way you described
it. At a game, it's the T-Rex.
Yes.
Several.
Then there's another portal showing just this small little like alleyway type of thing and about 12 dead bugbears. Just lying there in front of the alleyway. Hmm. Well, I wouldn't say alleyway. Like a dungeon passageway, dungeon hallway.
We would think of it as an alleyway. We're from the city.
Yeah, that's an alleyway. It's just inside.
All right. First, yeah. The druid, then we go kick the bears, the bugbear's butt.
Really? I was gonna go rescue our friend, and then
I was gonna go
get the bugbears.
I want to get some support for that. I'm pretty sure the druid won't be hard to convince to come help us.
Tana can be our support. We just free Tana and then fight the T-Rex.
Actually, it makes sense for us to have the druid, but
because well,
we have to convince her.
Well, Tyler,
can portals be one way?
You have been walking around for a while now. And
where the druid would have just came out.
Just more gems, just more veins. This is getting boring. You want to go home at this point.
Oh, we should take his necklace with you.
Give me knowledge dungeon air, so you can navigate your way back out.
Let's see.
20.
You've spent another hour walking around with no avail. There's no big stone door. It's really annoying.
Sucks.
You wish to spend another hour.
What is the other opportunity? Take a nap?
Oh, yeah, take a nap.
As long as I keep looking for the door. No.
Alright. I tie a rope around myself, hand you the other end, and I'm gonna get the druid.
Wait.
15 make it this time?
No, I'm just wondering how long it's going to take you. I need to know when you get to around 8.
And then he can go talk to the lady and fly her over here where we are. And
if
then
it's a one-way portal.
Yeah, if it's a one-way portal. Because the rope's not going to help, so if it's a one-way portal.
That you have indeed found your way back, as oxygen is now getting dangerously thin.
Dragon out here.
So at this point, you're kind of walking around like this.
Where's this door?
You can see the reflecting side of this door. It has sealed behind you. It's really annoying.
Hey, open!
Because it could be one way, you don't know.
I feel like
you don't know that. Say Mr.
I'm
Intelligence 5. Again.
I don't think I have it. Probably no.
Andre?
It's knowledge planes.
Arcana.
22.
Andre.
Is it going to beat me this time?
No, not from this side.
To comprehend the door, the portals, to see what it's
going on. Oh, bad.
To understand if the portals are one way or not.
Yeah, it's Arcana.
Does anyone have knowledge Arcana?
Yes.
Roll.
37.
It's safer. She can 37. Travel back. Rooney can travel back here with the druid much faster.
Air comes in.
Where is she?
Well, it's just,
she's in a scorched grove.
That's what we know. At this point.
Yeah, where is that in contrary to us?
Well, we only know of one square anyway.
Do you have knowledge geography?
This was the back.
But it feels a little weird because she should just be able to get out.
Listen, if she was in that grove, she would have left a long time ago.
Yeah.
Not if she was trapped in with all the half dragon bugbears guarding her.
Do we see anything around her?
No.
Could be a really big room.
I don't know.
Maybe she's slightly there willingly.
It could be in the grove.
Perhaps.
What does he say?
No, you guys are just saying they're signing in his room and...
Alright, I'm going in there.
The one eye that's open.
Hold on.
Just, he's anyways.
But if anyone should go in there, it would be Rooney, because he can
How
fly.
Would he get back?
He can fly.
How do you know where we are? Do you have knowledge of geography?
No, but she does.
Do you have survival?
She does.
Well, she's, it's her
she's
grove.
A druid, she's gonna know.
It's her area, so.
Remember, druids don't get knowledge of geography. Where am I?
Terribly.
Go ahead and try.
In 3.5, they did.
Yeah, they did it in 3.5.
Because Tamaska, Tyler's high-level druid's like, the only way I'm a navigator is because of cross-class and miscellaneous bonuses.
Exactly. So Rooney, because she can't fly.
Anyways, go, Rooney, go.
Alright, do I have the necklace or not?
Yes.
Alright.
You hit the solid portal. You think that there might be a command word with it.
Oh.
And then it's a magic device.
Dragon knows it.
Are there any draconic symbols on it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just a portal. It wouldn't bother the dragon. He made them.
And I'm just gonna go ahead and like try to stick my hand through the others and be like,
alright, let's just go through and kill all the bugbears in here.
We can't go through.
No, as in the building.
Oh, okay.
Let's go through the building, kill all these bugbears while we wait for the spirit to get back.
Do you recognize that room where Tana is? No?
Mm-mm. Can you activate these portals?
Hey!
Which
one actually did it?
Which one was it?
I don't know. He picked a random one.
Oh, great.
One, two, druid. 3, 4, Tana. 5, 6, the,
bugbears.
The Dang hallway. Okay, so the one to the druid is like...
I stick my head into the portal.
High five.
Can you hear me?
Your body goes through.
Oh. Why is the portal never halfway? Why can't you just ever, like, stick your hand through?
Alright, can you see us from the other end?
Steven, you have now entered this massive burnt-out husk of a forest. You have now stepped through, and you can't see anyone behind you.
Does the rope break?
No, but the rest of the rope finishes coming through.
Nah.
If your head drags the rest of your body, the rope will follow the same law.
Are you still holding the rope, Ernie?
There's no rope in your hand anymore. Unless you want to go with it.
I'm like...
Just go.
Okay, so yeah.
Just go.
Okay.
The half-dragon will fall out shortly after you, and it is indeed this massive grove where everything has been burned.
I take back my notes.
This area was indeed once rich and beautiful and is now, of course, destroyed.
It's okay, I can carry you both, guys.
I cry.
Sitting there is a very attractive yet very depressed centaur woman with, of course, you know, these kind of stag horns that have been placed inside her hair.
I go and hug her and cry on her.
She has a spear that, of course, is made out of wood half with a stone head and it's got feathers all over it.
I hug her and cry with her.
She weeps with you.
Can you start talking to her, please? Since I can't.
Do you know who killed the dragon?
Go his cast come right now.
Does she look like she understands me naturally?
It's up to him.
Okay. If I leave, more of this will happen.
She's here.
Why?
Because she... Yeah.
He'll destroy more.
We can go kill the dragon. He's just through the portal.
Not to sound as though I am a doubter, but you and what army? If you can restore the balance, then I will, of course, be happy to assist.
We can.
We have allies? She doesn't understand.
Give me diplomacy, since you are attempting to convince her that you have the balls.
Yes. She's super
26?
Depressed.
Okay,
so.
Well, 26 is enough to... All right, well...
Maybe you do have the balls.
Okay, simple and plain If you hold your pants, balls, we can.
Huh, maybe you do have the balls.
You should look into my pants.
Those are some balls. Oh, God save the queen.
So, well then, let's get back. Where's your wizard?
We came to the dragon's portal. We came through the portal the dragon made to find you.
Oh. Do you know the command word?
We have a goblin on this side who can do it.
Command word. Command word.
Command word. Turn around. Go back to the portal and go, call us back.
Yeah, you guys see him walk like, he's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and then walks past it.
He wants you to activate the portal.
Yeah.
You're gonna get it.
You totally get a promotion when you get home.
So, can you
go back to
him? He can become one of my minions for my plan. We just have to make him regard his tongue.
As, of course, the portal enters, from this side you actually see like this fiery volcano where you can see people melting in the background.
I don't want to go through that.
I don't think that's where we came from, but I think it's an illusion.
You can go check.
I will.
You wind up at the same place.
Hi, where's Rooney?
How are you gonna know?
With Avi's confidence, he walks over the one with Tana.
Could you at least wait until we get the others?
Hey, come on.
You don't hear anything on the other side.
Does she see me on
the other
side?
No, you see this fiery inferno.
Well,
you see,
no, I'm sorry. Went in and nothing happened.
You see him enter, and then you see him fall into a lava pit and begin melting in front of you.
I put my head back through.
You see him lun fall back through.
You guys coming?
Back there. Just cover your eyes.
You guys stomp on it.
I'm not large anymore, by the way.
Well, I got a little bit. You guys coming?
Okay. Everyone. We got that portal open now. Let's go.
I presume you have sneaking skills, Druid?
You see a squirrel.
I try to catch it.
Crawls onto your shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. The squirrel has little hooves.
It's cute. So I have a goblin sitting in my backpack with a squirrel druid sitting on my shoulder. Drink party all into myself.
Alright.
Alright.
Now that you guys are entering with the one with tunnel, let me draw this battle map out. As you guys step through the portal.
Stealth.
You find initiative?
You find initiative. There's nothing to hide behind.
I hide behind the dragon?
Okay.
Or the centaur?
The squirrel?
Yes.
Oh yeah, where's the centaur?
It's a squirrel on my shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
So if I get... I can't be flanked at this point because I have an ally on my back. So I'm fighting this way while he fights that way.
She.
Alright, so as you guys kind of poke your head out, suddenly he kind of goes, ugh! You guys speak under common.
I have comprehend language, and yes, I do actually speak under common.
I have comprehend language, and I'm also.
Stop playing!
I'm not here to play, I speak under common. I'm here!
To party?
And give me initials.
M16.
M16, that's great gun.
Yes.
18 plus 8 is 26.
Yep.
I was busy posing, so I got a 9.
Just kidding. Alright. The orc. The blind orcs. Go on 13. Biggin. Goes on 11.
Uh-oh. Hey, we have two big guys.
And the freaky-ass sorcerer goes on 9.
Oh, boy.
Hey! What is the sorcerer's initiative?
I... Does everyone look like they're looking this way?
Those two don't look like they're looking anywhere, and he's waking up.
Ooh. Remember, you said those two were blind.
Yeah.
You kind of can't tell at this point. You can see Tawna kind of hanging over here, and it looks like...
I can get her.
Is that a circle of flames?
Yes, that is the pit of fire that she's been cooking over for the past few hours.
That's a big pit of fire.
Yeah,
it's wow. They're short flames. But
I wasn't thinking that big.
Smoked. It was 60 feet across.
60 feet across?
Yes, it was 30-foot radius. Remember?
I didn't.
They're slowly smoking her alive.
That's it's really because you weren't paying attention.
No, Tom's I was looking at my horsies that I just got.
A ton's getting baked in a way she's never gotten before.
I guess just haste and pull out my bow.
You still have another action.
And fire it.
Tawna?
Yes, totally.
Put it out of her misery.
Just come home.
She's no good alive, guys. You have to kill her first, see?
Does the shaman look like he sees me?
Yes.
I'll shoot the shaman.
He's the one that alerted the others.
I shot the shaman.
Andre, by the way,
did not shoot the...
Pathfinder had been hacking into your system.
Apprentice?
Because they now have a spell that's, I think it's a 5th level cleric spell, that heals 5d8 plus, you know, blah blah blah.
Well,
and it can bring characters back to life who've just been killed that same round.
That was in the spell compendium.
Well, an 18
hit. I know that.
18 will not hit this guy.
I'll go ahead and hit
him.
I rolled a 2. Action, dude.
Yeah. I forget you don't have a quick draw.
2 better 19? Than that.
No.
No, wait, what did I say? 18? This is 20.
Yes. 20 will.
Are you adding your haste?
Yes. That's why I have 20 and not 19.
Are you going to be playing Tawna?
She's iron manacled.
Well, when we rescue her.
Sure. Once someone who can pick a DC 35 lock flies out there or gets a 28 on strength to break it.
Or after the fight's over, you use your bomb.
Sure. Go ahead and play baseball with her while she's up there. Because right now, she's not getting off of that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Just take it like a man.
9.
Well, I don't know that, so I'm going to try anyways.
You can go grab her, pull her away from the fire, then free her.
That's what I was going
to
do.
She is chained to the pole.
Oh, there's she's chained pole. To the pole. I thought she was like... Never mind.
No. I remember
that. And then rotated.
I wasn't here for that description.
Loser. Okay,
hey, I got 22
Jessica. Watch out.
Ooh, hasty.
Yes, you are hasty.
I can't make it.
Now that you get closer and get a good look at this guy, there is something horribly wrong with his sorcerer. He's got 2 eye stalks. You can see his eyes are kind of off in different directions. He's got this really long poker. And his arms are sagging. Like, his elbows are down near his knees.
He's like a troglodyte beholder goblin.
Or he's a sorcerer with that apparition background.
Oh. Okay. He's an alienologist.
Okay.
No. He's a sorcerer with the aberrant background.
Oh. Well, there's the prestige class for aliens.
Right, well, he gets in Taco Chimiami.
He's 5 foot. Yeah,
does a 31 get his defense?
Or yes.
CMP?
Yes.
Okay, he's now grappled.
Andre, the right? Spells in the grapple.
I know.
Or are you going to throw him into the fire?
So you can or can't?
You can.
You have to win the grapple.
I thought if you had still spell, you could.
Nope, it's in here. You just make spell. Spoke
up. Oh, you can?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I heard can't.
Melee.
Yeah,
but you have to win the grapple, right?
Win the grapple, though.
No. Well, I don't know.
Because everything else, you can only do something if you win. All right,
let's go. Well, there's your movement and a standard.
I'm supposed to try and ban him. What does that look for?
You're hasted.
No, probably not. That's only 17.
Not this time.
I only have a plus 11.
You pin him, his arms kind of go ooze out different directions.
I attempt him, and then realize, wait, he's almost down there.
I was about to put him in an arm lock until his arm stretched. Amanda.
Yeah. Wait, can we assist each other? Or is she passed out?
She, honestly, I'm going to assume she passed out because she does take damage over time.
Okay. Yeah, else, the steam would get to her.
Yeah, staying up that long in the smoke like that.
And they're rotating her, so she, like, is sitting on her head for a while.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay.
And she falls. Oh, shit.
It works.
She lost some weight, and so she's...
You hear them change their melody. It sounds invigorating. It sounds almost as though they are inspiring courage.
Like war chanter? Are they
like,
war chanter?
Like inspire courage.
It opens its eyes, quickly looks around, and sees there's something straight ahead of it.
Okay. I know.
It's also, it's also flying.
Oh, yeah. It is. But it's also immune to fire.
Yes.
So it could just walk.
Well, no, because that's like way down there.
Oh.
Amanda.
Yes.
Does a 47 hit you?
Pit could mean 5 feet down.
No! I am midget. I am so tiny you can't see me.
She's a half dragon pixie.
Yeah. Oh, that's just wrong.
So, did he like has to minimize himself or enlarge?
Yeah, I don't know.
Both.
By the way, it is power tank.
Okay.
Polymorph, minimize, enlarge. Okay, I think we're almost the same size now.
You don't. Yeah, it's now doable.
Oh, do you have the goblin? Is the goblin gonna help us at all?
He's my backpack.
It's in Steven's backpack.
He's back here.
Same
right
with
now.
The druid.
Okay.
No, the druid's on my shoulder.
Yeah, whatever.
The goblin's my backpack.
They're all right.
On Steven's person.
How much did I take?
53.
Okay.
Alright. You can cast a spell and grapple without having to win, but it cannot have somatic components, and you have to have the material components in hand. Also, to cast it, you have to make a concentration check of 10, plus the grappler's CMB, plus the spell level.
CMB?
CMB, yeah, sorry.
Oh, not CMD?
No, CMB. So, for me, if I'm grappling a caster, he has to make a 27
honestly,
plus spell.
Jessica's going to beat the ever-loving hell out of this guy. This is what she does versus a sorcerer. The only thing is I'm going to laugh when he reaches around and, like, pats her head with a touch attack.
Oh, I understand, but just so you know, you can cast spells and...
That's fine. That's
well,
fine.
I didn't realize you can cast spells. I was trying to prevent him from casting spells.
If you pin him, you can.
Yes.
But I have to pin him.
Unless it requires no movement or material costs.
Bam!
Yes.
It's like that guy in Avatar.
Yeah.
All right, Steven.
I'm Houston. A giant fire pit. I can't cast resistance to energy. I've already done that once. Bear's endurance won't do anything.
Oh, I forgot about my bard song. No, surf me right.
I thought you inspired courage.
No, that's what I meant.
Andre, plus what does the distance it take for me to
you
get
forgot
from here?
To give it to him.
There.
You can run there.
I have 45 foot movement. I want to know how far it takes.
And it's more than 90 feet.
Okay, so I run there. And I attack the goblin. Or thing.
He's blind. He has minus 8 to his AC. He is kneeling. He has minus 2 to his AC. He is flat-footed, so he has no dexterity. He's not wearing armor. You need a 0.
I miss. I hit it. Nine plus 5 is 14, and no... You did bless, right?
No.
So no other bonuses are out there?
There is haste.
Haste doesn't add damage.
Yeah.
So, that's...
Or either does
14.
Bless.
What?
He's like, either does bless.
Oh, prayer does, sorry.
Yes.
He takes 14. He continues playing, as though his life does not matter.
Oh, ooh.
I'm gonna kill you!
Top of the round, Ryle!
Aw, stupid flaming bow.
That's why I always try to get Sonic as a property.
Yeah. It's just a little harder.
The Sonic. What has Sonic resistance, honestly?
A few moves.
Gretchen.
How often do we fight Dredgen?
If you have a sonic weapon, every session. People come riding in on Dredgen.
I didn't see that coming.
My weakness is kryptonite. You radiated pieces of my home world. How many power points do I get for that? 3? Okay, other than that, I'm invincible. So, Lex?
So, a meteor came down. It was glowing green.
Also, in some of them, Lex actually travels different universes so he can get some.
Yeah.
110.
110? Okay.
Or is it a short bow or long bow?
Long bow.
Yes,
110. 110. Do you have proficiency with that? Because there are no rogues get short bow.
I took martial weapon.
Oh, okay, you took martial weapon. Okay.
What composite longbow is it?
I don't...
He's
the
fine.
One that I'm at, 3.
So it's actually 140 feet.
Oh, so I could shoot him from here.
Yeah, ooh, move so you can see him.
Yeah, I guess I'll move so I can see him. And I'll shoot the...
Take forward okay. Action shooting.
I will do that.
However, his AC versus you is 2.
Okay.
Don't roll a 1.
No
you
ones.
Didn't want...
Do your damage.
Wait, don't you only have 2 base attack bonuses?
And a hasted action.
You had to use haste action.
Oh, whatever. 9.
Does fire do anything against these guys?
Yeah, these are just orcs. Blinded orcs.
9. 16,
20,
so 30.
Drag that thing out of the fire!
All right, Jessica. Oh, I forgot about my soul. It was.
He
loses the spell anyway. All right, Jessica.
Failed to pin the first time. Failed to pin the second time. Yeah, it's 27 pin him.
Yes.
Okay.
You spend your turn pinning him. The thing is his arms are just so wobbly. You try and strangle him and his head stretches this way.
Take a knife. Stick. Stick. Stick.
Head stakes. Oh!
That took you so long to get out of your tent stakes. Nail his ass down. Okay. 16 Manda.
Get that thing out of fire!
He's dancing to the drum sound.
Do I need to bring... What's the point of bringing it out of fire? It doesn't heal it.
No, but...
We can't attack it.
No one can attack it.
Unless you want to solo that thing.
Mind you, if you move, it gets attack opportunity. So withdrawing would be best.
What's its range? From where it is and
it
where I am.
Three
it has
15 foot reach.
I can actually free five out.
Then you can't move.
Then you can't move.
So you use your haste action to free five, or you can use your haste action to defensively withdraw 30 feet.
Okay.
And then you have your full round action. So.
Yes. And then you can move forever.
This area looks like a good idea. I'm going to withdraw this way.
Hurry. 20... If I have 30. That's your movement, right?
30, yes. Because I have boots on.
Okay.
And that helps my... Oh, no, I'm flying.
Okay.
I go 60.
60.
Okay. And then she...
Now you have a full round.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, that was your hasted action.
It's one of the things I added in here. You have
withdrawal is only movement?
You have full withdrawal, which is double movement, getting away, or you have defensive withdrawal.
So you only move one move?
Yes.
No attack opportunity, huh?
Let me double check.
No point to moving,
no,
ever.
No, it's the square you left from. If you ever cross through his threatened range again, it's attack opportunity.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Otherwise,
he bites you again.
You might be able to move all the way around.
Okay.
Or you just move out to the square.
He has a range of 20 feet.
That's fine.
He has a range of 20 feet. Oh.
Yeah, he does. Oh. So pitiful. 41.
I'll build this up again, make sure I'm not screwing this up.
Hello? And now I'm gonna shoot him 3 times.
What bonuses do you have that he gets 35?
He's a T-Rex health dragon.
It's mainly his strength.
Is that...
And in addition, his bite is strength in half.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
You should know, as a dragon.
Yeah. Let's see here.
It's like, man, 35 is a lot.
Go ahead and tell me what his... I just so I know.
26. That's all.
Hit.
Only a 26.
Not hit. Can't hit. Okay. What is it?
I did not screw it up.
You have a DA right here.
Times 6. Why do I have that written down?
It's a good question, because nothing in this game is times 6.
Yeah.
Even military pick.
Okay. Oh, no, that's a plus. Turn to the side.
Okay. I have a times 6 bow.
13. It takes. Yes, and it doesn't have. Oh, it just takes 13. Okay. Oh! I was like, it has DR. I beat it.
Don't touch my laser pointer.
Too late.
I will pee on you.
Too late.
Okay. 13. The orcs continue playing. All right.
What is that?
Poop balls. You want one?
I love poop balls. Oh, these are nasty poop balls. Oh.
What?
They're day old Walmart poop balls.
Well,
what?
Okay.
They're donut holes.
Oh, donut holes. Okay.
They're chocolate donut holes.
Can I have one?
So they're day old chocolate donut holes. So they're a little dry, and they have this freaky little glaze on it.
They're really cold.
That's because I had them in the freezer because the glaze was all half melted.
Why the hell would you put them in the freezer?
Alright. 11. The dinosaur.
One more bite, it takes me down.
Good. And all it has to
do. No metagaming!
You told him.
No, it's just focused. It eats one person at a time. I'm sorry.
Oh boy. Should have drank a potion or something.
Yeah. If you were that low, you should have.
No. I'm just saying, if he rolls well again.
He rolled a 19.
Okay.
He didn't roll well. He rolled 2 ones and 2 twos. He did not roll well.
I know.
He's 2 twos. 3 and 5.
Amanda, go down the hole.
Yeah, Amanda, go down.
Alright, oh wow, that was critical focus. Sexy. Yeah, blatant focus. Damn, I forgot how awesome T-Rexes were. Okay. It has run. That is hilarious. Okay. Alright, so let's see. Since he has plus 10 to this, because he's power attacking, it's plus 41 this turn, so...
Plus 41.
52 this turn.
Okay. I'm trying to see how far down I am.
You're not too far down, actually.
Yeah, it's just by... Okay, 94 plus 52.
It's 146.
All right, 146 minus 138.
You are only down by 6.
Okay.
Shoot that turn!
Okay.
Okay!
That was the dinosaur, Steven.
He is outside of my tumbling range, and I do not want to provoke attack opportunity from him.
No, you don't.
In fact, you could just move over and hit me once anyways, but if I... wait.
The blind guy will not take a swing at you.
Can you move and tumble?
Yes. Move and tumble.
Then only get one attack.
Especially if you're hasted.
Which then he'll get a full round attack at me.
Just one bite.
Really? So full round attack's on one bite?
Yeah. It's only bitten her once each time. It's just
bitten
her 3 times.
It doesn't have a claw attack.
It's been her.
No, it does, because it's a half dragon. It's just really vicious.
It can't quite reach you, but.
Only if you are grappled with it.
Or you're like in its right next to it.
What was the evolutionary point of that? Because it was funny.
Yeah, the thing is, though. Charging doesn't provoke an opportunity, does it?
No.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
If you move through multiple things of reach.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It has
Wait.
Reach. Yes.
Then I should have had it. Did it charge me?
Yes.
Do you have reach?
Do you have a 15-foot reach? Okay.
Okay. If it has reach, yes.
That's,
otherwise, no.
It's cause
that's
why. You're going
through. Because it's got a big head and by from real far away.
Are you sure it can see that far?
I double tumble.
Wait, did you wait open the eyes?
You hit.
Beat it.
Next round, I'll do some damage if he doesn't move away. That's about 20.
It focuses,
the D6 and the D,
so
I got 23.
It probably will go away.
It's not a human or an elf.
308.
18.
I gained the. Okay, it does move. Okay. It's not gonna move.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, just to let you know, in Pathfinder, orcs count as both human and orc now. As half elves count as human and elf.
So half orcs rather than orcs.
You said orcs count as human.
Sorry.
How did I. Really? What's the point of being an orc?
So everything is human now?
He's pinned, he can't cast any spells.
Can I answer that? Yes. What thing is humanoid now?
What are the sorcerer's opportunities left to him?
Try to win the
fireball. He licks you.
Fireball!
He licks your face. As his tongue goes.
Fortitude save?
I like orcs, but not that way.
Kinda does.
Yeah. Anything he tries, he fails. As he piped to the ground. This mage has been boned. Okay, top of the round, Ryan.
Thank you, Jessica.
I built a ray mage out of him and a touch attack mage.
I will.
Good job.
Thank you, Jessica.
I will free five and take my full round.
Sure. Shoot away.
To the side. Other side. Thank you.
Which one are you taking for an action at?
You can't see him.
Yeah.
He's behind cover. Him, on the other hand.
You're going to shoot him.
Well, fine.
Shoot the T-Rex. Oh, it just beat me in three turns.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, focus on the T-Rex.
Yeah, support the fire would be great.
It took three bites and our tank went down.
Yes.
When did it take three bites?
It took three bites.
It hit him.
Charge.
It took one and it
attacked
him.
Charge activity.
I didn't know it actually hit you at that first time.
Yes.
I mean, I can
do a lot less damage
yep.
to it.
Oh! Oops, I forgot about his grab.
Good. Is it going to grab my dead body?
Or no, it's going to grab me, so I can't get a four on attack.
Does it have swallow too?
Yep.
Oh boy.
Do you have a light weapon?
Nope. Well, I do, but I have to drop these to draw those.
Sheath them in his gut. Nice. Pull out the other one.
And its DC is.
I can't sheath a one bludgeoning
okay,
weapon.
Okay, stab it inside and then.
Can I hit it with a 19?
No, you cannot hit it with a 19.
Did your haste add to it?
Yeah. Can I hit it with a 24?
No, you cannot hit it with a 24.
It's a 26.
Okay. One hit. This is why I'm not shooting it.
Then what you should do is get up to it and sneak attack.
Getting up to it is the hard part.
Does fire affect this person?
No.
Or do you want to just stay where you are?
Do you want a poo ball?
Shoot and then move?
They're kind of dry, but they're still poo balls.
Honestly, I was going to take its buffs away. That's why I was shooting the orcs.
Okay.
Why don't we like cold poo
we're
balls?
We're not metagaming. You choose.
Didn't they hand that down?
It feels really funky.
I'm gonna be really
they just
drive because
they're day old Walmart poo balls.
Alright then.
No.
Paper towel.
Oh, I thought you were like wanting more. I was like, no, Andre, no.
Wow, I like them.
Pretty much exactly the wrong. But
so
I assume
hit.
A 19 will hit the orcs.
Tracy's so a 2.
Uh,
charge ever decides to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no, no. She's going to be doing something here in a second.
As I get grabbed by a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom movement.
26. Oh, that'd be glorious. I don't think druids get it, though. 31. No,
fourth level spell.
They do get it.
Yes, because his druid had it. 31 plus
15 is 56?
56 what?
Three bow shots?
He rolled almost max damage each time.
With 3d8.
And 3d6?
3d8, 3d6, plus 15.
24 plus 18 would be 42 plus 15 would be 57 if you rolled max, so I guess it's feasible.
I rolled 10, then 8, and then 8 plus 5.
So
13.
Okay, so 31 plus, okay, so 46, yeah?
46.
46,
sorry. Could say 56? Uh-huh. Really?
Got a little 10 in there, maybe.
You know, I have plus 10 because of me.
Not my strong suit.
Awesome.
All right, Jessica.
War drum goes down.
Beep, beep, beep. Da-da-da-da-da.
Beep, beep. To me.
Since he is prone, it is a 15.
Yeah, you pinned
and
him.
Do you have him pinned?
Yep.
Yes.
Then he also loses dex.
That's without dex.
Oh.
He has 15 without.
And prone?
And prone.
Wow.
Okay.
He's not normal.
He has really high AC.
He's a bugbear, isn't he?
No, this guy's an orc.
He's a regular orc. It's... this is... and...
Oh yeah, and you have three bennies to work as if Alec were here.
Do we? I don't think we need them just yet, except for Captain Skippy here. I'm saving them for Captain Skippy.
Hey, when does the druid go?
Druid's been holding. Druid can go whenever it damn well pleases.
It's waiting for the T-Rex to go. 14, 17,
17.
Brian likes eating my poo balls.
23. He's up to 32. As its squiggly butts oozes on you as you're beating it. One of its eye stalks looking at you, fucking punch the eye stalk. Manda.
Yeah.
Roll a d10. Add your constitution modifier. Or, I'm sorry, roll a d20. Add your constitution modifier. You're looking for a 10. This is to stabilize.
They changed it?
Yep.
Yes. You have to get it at 10.
You stabilize.
Stabilizing is really easy. Like that ogre you guys left for dead after you bleed and then ran away? Yeah, he's fine.
So I'm okay now.
Because I only got a jerk stabilized.
So I'm okay now?
Yeah, you stabilize.
Alright.
You are just out cold.
You know, you're bleeding to death.
The orc! Boom, 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 boom. Alright.
Oh, yeah, that goblin needs death. Too.
He hits you a lot. By the way, as you're going down, she successfully casts. She casts Bite of the Werewolf on you.
Who's that? I'll look it up while you're rolling down.
You get a
it's
bite attack.
It's in the spell
attack.
Compendium.
You have a bite attack
spell
now.
Spell compendium's on the
right?
table in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bite attack.
I saw it somewhere.
Don't worry about it.
It doesn't work well.
Oh no, it's right there. I know I saw it.
I want to know what exactly it does.
56.
Only 56?
Now, let's see. It grabs you.
No freedom movement for you.
If she could give me something that gives me general
help,
tats, I can still use my two-weapon fighting abilities.
You will see what she did for you.
Bite of the werebear, or boar, or wolf.
And yes, she can cast it on other people.
Right,
it's
turn.
Turn
is down.
Okay. Sorcerer. Oh, no. It uses the Warhammer Flatulate. It drifts that way.
I still
well,
only...
Well, I'm glad it's going that way.
I still only get one attack.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to use my two-weapon fighting abilities.
Well, you're not grappled.
Yeah.
At least you can use this attack and grapple.
Yeah.
Okay. Steven, you're inside a gullet.
Okay. Well, as my hasted action... Wait, it takes a standard action to sheath one weapon, right?
Yes.
So I'll use a full round action to sheath both my weapons,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll bite once.
Okay, you bite on the inside of its tummy. Roll the hit.
Yum.
Let's see, plus 2 to my strength now. So, plus 5, so 11, plus 13 is 24.
Stick his head
plus
like...
Plus 8 is 25.
Okay, go ahead.
That works.
By the way, the goblin is no longer with you.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to kill this guy.
Where's
the druid?
Where's the druid?
I do 7.
7?
No,
I know, where's the squirrel?
1.5.
Probably with the goblin.
So let's see. 5, half of 5 is 2, so yes. 9.
Okay, so 9 from 9 onto its tummy. You're almost through.
Does it take a bit, quite a bit of damage by internal damage?
Not as much as you think. But
can I use a foreign attack action if I'm inside its belly?
No. Because you are effectively grappled.
Oh.
So you have to go bite. Alright.
So I only get one attack per round.
Top of the round.
2 for hasted.
True.
I'll use my hasted action to move 30 feet that way. I can see him now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I didn't roll a natural 1. And
you rolled
7,
an 8 and a 4?
6 and a 4.
Oh. Wow. My eyes are playing tricks on me.
10 and 7. 17 plus 10. 27.
47 again.
Is that your
hold, oh, Billy!
Yeah. I moved and then shot twice.
Okay.
A 5th level druid spell, Bite of the Were-Tiger, plus 12 for your strength.
Yeah, unfortunately she didn't memorize that one. Alright. Ryan has now removed my plus 1.
Hooray. No more
Jessica.
Plus 1.
Now they start helping the T-Rex.
In addition, now they can't get the thing back under control.
Now, just free Tana and let's get out. You know what's going around? Poo balls?
Mm-hmm.
That's not
down there.
4.
I like poo balls. Right. Reminds me a lot of frozen cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
8.
She's
5. I like
that. Andre, let me ask this. What level of druid
like
should you tell me how many rounds this goes?
Randomly.
11.
Okay.
We've got a while.
Yes.
6, 8, 38.
Have you guys seen Land of the Lost?
Yeah.
He oozes.
When he got when he was eaten by the
is he still conscious?
T-Rex.
No.
Okay. And then he came back out again.
I was like, who was he oozing before?
Let's not talk about
that. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
He probably was oozing before.
My Hyo-Hyo-a.
I will now go defensive. Not that I will.
As you look around, huh?
Not that it will help.
Manda, it's out. Nom.
No nom.
Yeah.
Oh ho ho nom. Take it.
You see as it pinches a neck nerve.
Inside of his throat, chewing, so he goes...
Oh, neck. What is it? Blues.
Its reach is reduced to 5 feet.
Oh,
yay!
That's awesome.
That is
long.
So convenient.
For 3 rounds.
Well, time to run up.
Quickly.
Yes. Steven? You take a mere 27 this turn from the stomach juices.
Ah! If it had been earlier in the day, I wouldn't have taken any. Is it 27?
27, as it continues grinding you up. Steven.
Which?
Nom nom.
I hit. Hold on, my brain just forwarded. 6 plus 7 is 13. Am I out?
How much you do?
13.
13? Puts it up to 22, and that is enough to pop you out of his tummy.
Aha! Then I can use Quick Draw and take my full round attack at him.
Okay. And you did how much? 12, you said?
13.
So it's up to 53. And now he can't swallow whole anymore. No, he's still prone underneath.
Oh,
him.
He is? Okay.
So
he fell out of the stomach.
Minus 4 to hit, right?
Yes. Unless you're Sephiri.
But if I stand to be his back opportunity.
Yes. And you are well within his 5-foot reach.
Yeah. While attacking me, he's just going to hit.
Tumble, tumble.
Oh! I tumble away.
5, 10, what's your movement?
45. And then I stand up.
Cool. I can sprint there and get an attack.
Alright, that was Steven, top of the round, Ryan.
It's 115 feet of movement to get me here. During which time I will sheath my bow and pull out my dagger.
You can't sheath your bow.
You could drop your bow on the way.
Can I sheath my bow with my hasted action?
Yes, and you'll be right
and
there.
Then you won't have any attacks.
That's fine.
Okay.
But, well, I'll sheath my bow with my hasted action, then run and pull out my dagger as I'm running.
Okay. Jessica.
As you successfully tumble over.
And good.
I got a 30 on perception by seeing what Druid is.
Huh? Go scroll, step right there.
Thank you!
Now to hit. And that hits.
Ignore it.
That did not hit. Okay, so a crit and a hit.
He is rattled. Target is Fort Negate. Okay. Alright, normal damage.
Like so nothing?
He's rattled and confused for an easy round. Fort Negate.
Yeah, like I said, nothing. Fort Negate. Will save! My canopy will save!
Still have been fairly good.
Okay. And I did not buff myself, sadly. That's fine. That's
4
plus
6,
that's
13. Up to
66.
It's turn.
Reflex save.
I'm good.
What'd you get?
32.
Okay.
Is that about?
Ryan, make a reflex save.
The Drumline Party that I was going to go to and you said I shouldn't because no one cares about me there.
I didn't say that. I said
yes,
you shouldn't care about them. That's different.
26.
You will fail.
Just Benny it.
But if you do go somewhere, you
do. Because you don't have improved evasion, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Rogue. Never mind then.
Why do you have improved evasion? You have to be a level 10 rogue to get that.
10?
No, you don't.
No.
Improved evasion? Yeah. I thought that was one of the advanced rogue talents.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Unless you get it from Vigilante.
Yeah, unless you get it from Vigilante.
I think I get it from Vigilante.
Because improved evasion is one of the advanced rogue talents.
Yeah, which you have to be level 10 to start getting.
Do you get evasion as vigilante?
It doesn't increase, sadly. Oh, evasion and evasion do not add up to improved evasion.
Some of the prestige classes say that it does.
Some do, but...
You have to actually get it in the prestige class.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. In the writing of the prestige class, say this stuff. Most don't.
The one that the only ones that do say that is the ones you actually get in improved evasion.
Yep. Improved evasion is for a very select crowd. So, Benny it.
I'd have to get higher than a 12, Stephen.
Benny it. If you don't Benny it, I'm going to throw one of my Bennies at it.
Then throw the one of your Benny plans.
Just because it's not very sensible.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you one. We both have
baby. It's fine, the squirrel doesn't.
Did the squirrel make the reflex save?
No.
Can I Benny hers?
Sure, give me a Benny.
No one.
Good, there's lots of fives and sixes in there. Okay.
Well.
Yeah, I'm out of the
still fails.
Cove.
Yeah. She's a ranger, guys. Or, druid, sorry.
I thought druids got evasion.
No.
Alec.
Why would druids get evasion?
Alec.
I don't know. Benny. Burn a Benny on that.
Alec, burn a Benny.
Come on, it's an Alec Benny. What did you expect?
I don't want the druid to die.
Level 11 druid's gonna die to that.
It's not level 11.
Yes, it is.
Maybe cast that level spell.
It's spell that lasts rounds per level lasted 11 rounds.
Damn. You need to save this chick.
Well, we need to save her anyway.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but she's useful now.
Oh, I see how you judge it.
30, 40, 50, 60, 5, 32.
Oh, she
like,
reduced?
65, 32.
She probably cast, like, resistant to fire or something.
Oh. That would be intelligent.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. 65.
Ew!
That was 18d6, because breath weapons rule!
Yeah, we can't use it again.
So, did you decide whether I give my breath weapon if I have
you're
to?
You're going to have 3d8. You're going to be right where you were.
Okay.
Attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. We do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right. Fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games.
Hey, don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.